it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills. We've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. This is your latest Manchester United news and transfer news as we talk big moves for Manchester United away from the midfield. Strikers, left backs, wingers, lots to bring you about that. We will start off about Fernandes, though, because I think there is just... there's a lot been said about Fernandes, and I did the video this morning, but I also think there is a responsibility as a community as well, and as a presenter of this community, to present the facts and to try and stop the scaremongering. There is talk this morning, and I don't really understand why people are reporting it, that PSG are leading the race for Fernandes, and we need to move on to another option. And I'm like, hold on a minute. I get the idea that people need to get views and tweets and people clicking on their journalistic output. But this is not the case. I mean, I didn't get up until 10 o'clock today. I've just took Seb to football. And as I said, I'd come live afterwards, go live. And I've got a big announcement to make, actually. I'm in absolute agony. I've got an injury from the World Cup, but that's for later. But there's nothing about PSG. Like, we are definitively the favourites to sign Fernandes as of now. We are actively talking to West Ham. We are actively, you know, progressed to the Fernandes side of things with his agent and him to a point where he'd be happy to sign for us. So it's really just about United getting, you know, the deal over the line. Now, I will always concede that Real Madrid, Arsenal, PSG can swoop in. And even Fabrizio Romano and other journalists have said with credibility that, you know, at the moment, Man United are leading the race. But be very careful of people putting out lies and bullshit for clicks that, you know, Man United need to move on from Fernandes because of PSG. If PSG come in with a big bid, let's talk. But at the moment, we are leading that race. And the interesting thing is, the only thing I would add to Fernandes that I didn't mention on the morning show was that there is talk, Chris Wheeler was talking about it in the Daily Mail, that West Ham are under pressure to sell by June the 30th. It has sort of been mentioned a little bit. He sort of bullet pointed the point. He said, 80 million Fernandes is United's number one target at the moment. Reds leading the race from Arsenal, PSG and Madrid. West Ham under pressure to sell by the end of this month. Personal terms, not a problem, and they want to him United, which we knew a lot of, but I do think the 30th of January is something just to mention for a moment. Obviously, that means that West Ham need to make sales before the end of this financial year, which helps us. West Ham are in a strong position in the sense that there's a lot of interest, but if that interest is we're not interested at that price or we're not interested now, and West Ham need to do a deal by the end of June, and we're the only ones willing to do a deal, it might shift back into United's favour. Obviously, we're doing very well at the moment, but if there's competition, you're always wary of that. However, it's a little bit like when we got Bruno. We knew there was going to be competition for Bruno in the summer, but because we got him in the January, no one else could really move. They weren't ready to move. They didn't have the finances. We're in a position where we have put the Edison deal into the next financial year in July. We know we've got the money left from the Semenyu, and West Ham might need to sell. So that could go into our hands as well. I'm only guessing here, but I feel like we could get some finality on this deal in the next few days. It feels like, for once, United are trying to move this quickly. They won't pay £85 million, by the way, but they, you know, I think they'll do something with add-ons, etc. David says it's slightly annoying that we're fixated only on a few players when there are plenty out there. Do you think we will sign players we have not been linked with? Well, look, interestingly, I want to delve into different positions, really. There was an interesting piece in the Manchester Evening News this morning talking about left backs, talking about strikers. Before I did talk about that, a couple of days ago, you might have seen it on the show that Beth did, there was talk of Touré from Hoffenheim, who I think he's 20, 21. He will be at the World Cup with Ivory Coast. Of course, Ahmad makes his World Cup bow tomorrow night at midnight. We'll be live for that on That's Football. But Touré plays for them. He has been linked to United and he is available for around £40 million. He's had a very good season for Hoffenheim. They just missed out on Champions League football. I think they finished fifth, if my memory recalls correctly. But Liverpool have made a move for him as well as Aston Villa, Newcastle, Brighton and Brentford. But we are linked to him. So look, talking about players that we might not be talking about at the moment that United could go for, I think that's a prime example of the multitude of players that are out there that aren't Fernandes, Scott, Belaiba, Hall. You know, those four players seem to get rotated a lot. But there is loads of players out there, absolutely loads. I'm just glad I'm live with you this morning and people aren't saying, let's buy Balogun of USA or Tyler Adams of USA. Look, I thought it was a fantastic game. And thank you, everybody who tuned in live on That's Football last night at 2 a.m. It was a brilliant game of football. But we've got to be very careful of World Cup. I don't mind having a look at players we're already looking at in the World Cup and seeing how they do. But also, it is international football. It is a little bit slower. I certainly wouldn't be scouting players just on World Cup performances. There's got to be a supplementary there in relation to what they're doing in domestic football. But of interest is the striker situation. So let's start on that. Then we'll talk about Lewis Hall. So basically, it's the Manchester Evening News, Ty Marshall saying, United do want an experienced backup for Sesko, but someone of a lower profile than Lewandowski, who would still command huge wages and is such a big name, he would probably expect to start ahead of Sesko as well. 37, there's no way he fits into United's structure or the style of play. And I think, you know what, it's quite encouraging. It's quite encouraging that, you know, that is in the vocabulary that we are looking at an experienced striker that can supplement Sesko, because open the doors on who that could be. I mean, I think we've got Igor Thiago on the thumbnail. And I mean, I've never really been impressed with him, but I think he represents something we won't do, to be honest. I think he'd be very good to come to Manchester United and work with Sesko as a Premier League proven striker. And ideally, I think that would be the dream for a lot of people, to have someone like Igor Thiago, who is not old, who is Premier League proven, who probably is behind Sesko, but can compete with Sesko. And I think that's the dream. I also think that that is out of reach for Man United in relation to the price that Brentford would demand. They would literally say, again, you paid 65 for Mbeumo last year. He scored more goals than Mbeumo. We want 75 or 80. So we won't do a deal like that. But that's the sort of deal I think we should do. Somebody who is experienced, who is slightly behind Sesko, but can compete with him. I don't know who that would be. But, you know, Rio Ferdinand, sit down with your Lewandowski bollocks. I'm just very happy that he's in America talking about MLS. And I think he's been linked to Qatar as well. We were never doing that deal. We never should have done that deal. It was ridiculously expensive. And he's 38 next. So Lewandowski is just stupidity on a different level. And, you know, typically it came from the hype merchant who hasn't got a bloody clue and probably had an interview with him. So we shouldn't go anywhere near Lewandowski. I'll applaud the club on that. Where they do go is interesting, because like Sour Muffin says, Thiago is rapid, strong, creates chances out of very little. A lot of the time he's a good player. Look, I personally don't rate Thiago that highly, because every time I watch him, he doesn't play well, but he must score a shitload of goals when I don't watch him. But I think, as I said, he would represent the perfection of what the backup striker should be, because I take Igor Thiago as the competitor to Sesko, who's slightly behind him but more experienced. I would take that, definitely. I'm not saying I think he's total shit. I think I would go for that. But we're not in the market for that. I think if we had a really good team and we just won the league, but we need a backup to Sesko, you'd probably splash 70, 80 on Thiago. We can't do that. We can't do that. So where we go, I don't know. But it's encouraging that we are looking at that situation. I just don't know. I don't want Vlahovic. Osimhen would bench Sesko and be very expensive. So I don't know. I don't know where I'd go. Was it Amrabat everyone was on about the last World Cup, says Ian O'Connell? Thanks for your super chat, Ian. I think there's loads of players out there that...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino.
I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I like that. What's wrong with you, Mark? I'll tell you now because I want to talk about left backs. Basically, I don't even know how I've done it, and it's jeopardising my Scotland watch-along and my Brazil watch-along. I'm not lying. It is getting a little bit better at the moment. If anyone's ever done this, please tell me how I've done it. So I've tweaked a muscle in my back that's radiated down to my shoulder, and when I turn my neck, it absolutely kills. I'm in absolute agony all on my upper back. I've tweaked something. I've got deep heat on the go. I've got paracetamol on the go. And every time I turn my leg that way or get a jolt, it is absolutely killing me. So I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed the watch-alongs last night, but I had a full bill of health. The pain I'm in at the moment, it could be a possible trapped nerve. Yeah, it could be. How do I get rid of that? How do I let it free, Porter? How do you get rid of a trapped nerve? I have got some heating pads, yeah. Yeah, people are saying it could be a trapped nerve. How do I get rid of it then? Loads of people are saying it. Get a massage. It'll last a couple of days. Yeah, well, I'll be all right. I will do it. I want to do Scooby-Doo tonight. Scooby-Doo at 2 a.m. I don't mean the dog. That sounds sinister. I mean like Scott McTominay, Scooby-Doo, 2 a.m. Haiti. I want to see some goals. And I want to watch Brazil-Morocco. I will be there. Probably won't come, but maybe someone like Mateta, says Alan. I mean, that Mateta is a good shout, to be fair. But look, we'll keep an eye on what we're going to do with the striker situation. But I am encouraged by the fact that we are getting a bit of information about that. Lewis Skelly, someone just said about, what about Lewis Skelly? Well, we're moving on to left back. So the updates on left back is this, also in the Manchester Evening News. At the moment, the focus is on a left back rather than a left winger. United do like Lewis Hall and a deal could be done, with the ideal aim being to find a long-term successor to Shaw. Patrick Dorgu is being considered more of a winger at the moment, and I think that means it's unlikely a left winger will join. There is interest in Morgan Rogers and Ndiaye, but the deal would have to work financially and it isn't a priority at the moment. Quite an in-depth update there, and one I would suggest that doesn't necessarily help us in relation into putting meat on the bones, but probably gives a bit of a direction of travel. As we know with Lewis Hall, he isn't putting in a transfer request at Newcastle. He's just not happy that he missed out on the World Cup and he was getting left out of the Newcastle team at the end of the season. So it could be, you know, a pat on the back, sorry about that, your future's here, and he's like, okay. But remember, Newcastle don't have European football, and this is somebody that was playing very, very well at the Nou Camp against Yamal only a couple of months ago. Manchester United, that left-back spot is there. And if we're on a trajectory up, Luke Shaw is not a left-back anymore. So there's a left-back position at Man United for the next few years, which will get you in the England team. It'll also get you playing regularly in the Champions League, fingers crossed. So I think Lewis Hall is definitely somebody to monitor. The danger with Lewis Hall, and again, the bullshitters are out, they're starting to talk about it like it's really likely. You speak to people at United and they will tell you, look, we're not going to deny or say we're not in for Lewis Hall like we did with Romero, but it's not active at the moment. And it's not active at the moment because Lewis Hall would need to push that exit and he isn't at the moment. Also, Newcastle will ask for probably 70 million. For a left back, which is a lot of money, which United won't want to pay. So there's a lot of work to do on Lewis Hall. And then supplementary to that, it looks like left back's more of a priority than a winger. Morgan Rogers keeps getting mentioned with Man United. I think he's a very good player, but I don't think he's suitable for us. But as we know, Carrick knows him from Middlesbrough. Wilcox knows him from Man City. And Wilcox seems to be the sort of guy that just looks at who he's worked with before and tries and gets them. So maybe we would go for Morgan Rogers. He would be expensive and there is competition from Arsenal. As for Ndjaye at Everton, he's another player that could have a good World Cup and is already priced at £70 million by Everton. So I think Hall, Ndjaye and Rodgers, very interesting players, but every single one of them is £70 million or above and they're not in a priority position. So look, a lot of people were saying Anthony Robinson. He did play very well for USA last night, but forget that. He plays like that every week for Fulham. The issue with Anthony Robinson is, would Manchester United spend 20, 30 million pounds on a player that's 29? And I don't think we will. And he did pick up a lot of injuries last season. So I don't think United would do that deal. So it looks like United have got a lot of plans beyond the midfield. And let's not forget, the midfield three, if it is a three, might not be as pleasing to the ears or eyes as we thought it was going to be. I think many of us assumed it would be, you know, maybe a Tchouaméni, a Fernandes and an Edison. It could be a Fernandes, an Edison and a Tyler Adams or a Baleba. So you might not get the dream midfield that you want. And then after that, I think that it almost gets more difficult. United are looking to make big moves. And I think some of these deals aren't even necessarily that we don't want to buy the players. It's just that the prices might go to stupid levels. I mean, look, Newcastle might say you can have Lewis Hall, but the deal is 70 million. United will walk away from that. Aston Villa might say you can have Morgan Rodgers, but it's 85 million and Man United might walk away from that. So we might have the right intentions, but some of these prices are getting stupid. And just going back to Mateus Fernandes, there is nobody else that's pushing us out of this race at the moment. We are leading this race and I think we will get the deal done. But we are going to spend a lot of money. We are going to spend a lot of money. It's going to be overpriced. As I said, overpriced is not normally, well, it can be, but it's not necessarily a negative thing if it's the player that you really, really want. And it's funny because somebody in the comments last night said, yeah, but you said Baleba at 70 million is overpriced and we shouldn't do it. Yeah. Listen to yourselves, right? I also said last summer, Baleba at £80 million, go and do it if that's the player that you want. I don't have to agree with what the club are doing, but if you want the player, go and spend it. And then, you know, you will pay the price of getting it wrong or you will get criticised if you get it wrong. A lot of people don't want to pay £80 million for Fernandes. I don't have a problem with it. But I can't see us overpaying for everybody. I can't see us giving £70 million for Hall. I can't see us giving £85 million for Rodgers. I think Fernandes will probably be the biggest signing we make this summer. So you've got to look at where the alternatives are to someone like Lewis Hall. Where would you go beyond Lewis Hall? And the issue that you've got, and you know, I hate to say this because we've already bought Edison, but United have sort of walked into their own trap. They've made a big deal about Premier League proven. They've almost patted themselves on the back and told the world, because United are a PR machine and they tell the world about stuff for clicks and kicks. So they won't shut up about Mbeumo and Cunha and how great they are because they were Premier League proven, right? And they've told us this multiple times. But they've also backed themselves into a corner because they've gone, look at what we did. We got Mbeumo and Cunha from the Premier League. We are so good at our job. Look at what we did. We brought two Premier League proven players in and it's helped us to get third place. We're so good and we're going to do it again. The problem is the Premier League's really expensive and we've backed ourselves into the corner of we need to buy more Premier League players, but they're all bloody overpriced. Actually, you look at teams like Brighton, even Man City, Arsenal to a certain extent, Liverpool. They do buy quite regularly outside the Premier League. And I feel like if you're going to overpay for Fernandes, it might not be a bad idea to underpay for a French player or a La Liga player or a Bundesliga player. But we sort of backed ourselves into the corner with, look at what we did with Cunha and Mbeumo and it worked and we're going to stick to that. But it will be difficult because Lewis Hall, Ndjaye, Rodgers, Thiago, every Premier League player, Baleba, Scott, Garner, everybody is going to be expensive. Krupe, someone just said in the chat. Whereas if you go for Touré at Hoffenheim or Nusa at Leipzig or Stiller at Stuttgart, And there will be other players in the French league and in La Liga and other leagues. They will be a lot cheaper because that's how those leagues survive now. You know, they feed, they create talent and they feed it for into the Premier League. So we have got to be, you know, realistic as to how we're going to navigate this window. I genuinely do think Man United want to sign three midfielders, a left back, a backup striker, and maybe another couple. I think we do want to sign 6, 7, 8 players. But the hindrance will be we've sort of backed ourselves into a corner that we're going to buy Premier League. And, you know, we'll put it this way. If you get Edison for 40, Fernandes for 60, you spent 100, you still got 50, 60, 70 left. If you spend 80 on Fernandes, you know, that's well over £100 million when you add Edison in it. You've got less to spend. So the market is rich. The options are plentiful. And United do have a budget, but it's not an infinite budget. Martin says, do you think any centre-backs are going to come in?
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't. And I don't think we need to, because I think if you give Harry Maguire a contract and he's not gone to the World Cup, so he'll be fresh. Martinez is back and playing very, you know... I do want to say this, actually. It prompted a very good point. To all the people who were saying, get rid of Martinez, he's injury prone, he's absolutely not injury prone. He might have been working towards a big World Cup for Argentina, but he is not injury prone. I mean, he is on it. He is absolutely on it at the moment. So, you know, you've got Harry Maguire, Martinez, Yoro, Heaven. We've got to figure out what we're doing with those two players, by the way. I mean, buying another centre-back, to me, seems very odd when Heaven and Yoro, their futures are very much still in the balance. And there are players. We've got a responsibility. And then you've got De Ligt. So we've got five centre-backs for two positions. And Mazraoui can play there. And Luke Shaw can play there. So I don't think this is the summer to do it. Chris says De Ligt's injury prone. He's not injury prone, mate. He's had a bad injury. It's a bit like my neck injury. He's had a bad injury. So I think we need to learn about our centre-backs before we go and buy another one. Al Shamari says, next season we will hate football, all of us. I come to the point that it's okay for me that United get relegated if that will be get the bad owners out. Okay, bit of negativity there. Try needling by a physical therapist for your medical issues, says Al President. It's a Saturday afternoon, mate. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm just wondering if, you know, a bit of deep heat. Would you scout a coach in the World Cup, says Just Pasty. I don't know whether you're trying to be clever there by saying we shouldn't scout players and then you're going to go, well, you would scout a coach. But Pochettino, coaching is very different to playing because you can see the style of play that they're trying to implement. I mean, I thought the USA played very well last night and I thought Pochettino showed what a good coach he is. But I'd be looking at the full picture. And I said this last night, you know, United could have looked at Pochettino. We could have looked at Nagelsmann. But so could have Chelsea. So could have Liverpool. So could a Man City. It just seems that every club decided they weren't going to wait until after the World Cup, probably because they want to get on with transfers before. But I tell you what, there are two or three decent coaches in that World Cup that will be available at some point in the next 12 months. But we can't think like that. We can't think like that. You know, we've got to back Carrick and give him the players that he needs. It won't ever happen, but Endrick would be perfect, says CSRR. No, I can't see that happening at all. And Rude says, I pulled a nerve like that sneezing while standing up. You need a sauna and a massage. Thank you, pal. Ross McRae, magician, hope you're doing well, says, who would you buy to replace Onana and Binda? Ross, I'm not going to be rude, but I don't care. I said this in the week. There are three stories in this transfer window that make me want to go to bed and sleep. One of them is what's going to happen with Ugarte. The second one is what's going to happen with Xerxes. I have no excitement about these at all. I said this about Sancho last year. I had no interest in Sancho updates at all. It bored the shit out of me. And I'm bored about Ugarte and Xerxes. Hopefully they both go and we replace them. The third most boring story is who's the backup goalkeeper going to be. I have never been excited about signing a backup goalkeeper, and I'm not about to get excited now. We have Lemons in goal, which has solved our De Gea problem, and whoever the backup goalkeeper is, I don't care. It was like when we bought bloody Grant Mitchell, or no, what was his name? Yeah, I mean, I just don't care. You certainly won't get me doing videos about personal terms agreed. Ooh, deal close, here we go. It's Darlow. I genuinely don't care. Highly recommend a chiropractor long term, says Paul. That sounds great to me. Ice first to bring down the inflammation, says Goldilocks. Gold. The Gold Bix, thank you. And we've done that from Alan Maher about Mateta as well. Mr. Connor 9 says, would you agree that Man United gave Ferguson too much power, which meant United's success would always have a time limit because of the lack of structure under him and reliance on personality? I would completely disagree with that. I don't know whether you're trolling, but Sir Alex Ferguson built Manchester United from the ashes. He built structure into the club so that there was a continuous... methodology from youth to the first team. He rebuilt five different teams. He changed his assistant coach regularly, style of play, and consistently won titles and went out occasionally and bought the best players for big prices. So I don't think Sir Alex Ferguson, it's almost like you're hinting that Sir Alex Ferguson set us up to fail when he built us to succeed. Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool followed a very similar pathway that Sir Alex Ferguson followed at Liverpool, at Man United. Pep Guardiola did at Man City. Arteta has at Arsenal. It's crazy that we don't follow the blueprints of our own success, but other clubs are being successful following our blueprint. If you look at Arsenal, you know, Arteta has rebuilt that club entirely and occasionally makes expensive top-class signings. That's what we did. Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp rebuilt that club entirely and occasionally made very expensive world-class signings. So I think the model of Sir Alex Ferguson is exactly what we should be doing. Could Martinez not fill in at CDM, spend big on a midfielder, says Marcus? Lisandro Martinez could play in the midfield, but it's quite sickening that people think that's a good idea. You may as well put Glazers in on your T-shirt because you just... basically making it okay not to spend money and let's use somebody who can do a job in the team. It's like using Mason Mount there. Daniel Thompson, hope you're doing well, says, hope everyone's well, having a good day, and hope Seb's football went well if he played. Hope your back neck is better soon, and great watch along last night. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying the watch alongs, and I just need to rest up a little bit. The plan for the rest of the day, by the way, just to let you know, if you're World Cup interested, etc., that I am not doing Switzerland against Qatar at 8 o'clock. I'll have it on the telly, but I'm doing a live United Stand show at 8 o'clock. The one thing I want to make very clear is I'm loving the World Cup, but United Stand comes first. So we will have an 8 o'clock show tonight, Saturday night live at 8. Then it's Mazraoui time. It's Morocco against Brazil. It's Mazraoui against Cunha. 11 o'clock on That's Football. We'll be live for that. And then I'm doing Scotland at 2 a.m. So that's the plan for the rest of the day. I hope you have a great day. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in on this one. I did say I would do a live show, but obviously I wasn't able to do one at 10 a.m. Tomorrow morning, we were back in the 10 a.m. slot as well. So it was because I had to go to Seb's football this morning that I couldn't do it. Riley says, do you think Aidan Heaven can play in the centre midfield? Why don't we just put Tom Heaton in there as well? That'd be a good idea. Stay safe, everyone. I'll catch you all later. Take care and make sure you subscribe, smash a like on the video and all that jazz. And have a great day. As I say, don't fall for the bullshit. PSG have not gazumped Man United. Real Madrid have not swooped in and took Fernandes. We don't need to go to plan C, D or F yet. We're in the driving seat. As of this minute, we're in the driving seat. Of course, PSG, Real Madrid could swoop in. I don't feel it's going to happen. Beware of the scaremongering. I think Fernandes to Man United is looking very good at this moment in time. Take care, everyone. Speak to you in a bit.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $38.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.